You're not hearing a lot about this, but I think it's very important. Listen, there is a war going on in Yemen. The U.S. role appears to be escalating, and it's apparently not going well.
When you lose a $75 million airplane, and more importantly, American lives are life is lost and wounded, I don't believe that you can call it a success.
That's John McCain speaking last month and giving a more sober account of the military attack that killed U.S. Navy SEAL William Ryan Owens, along with at least a dozen civilians, mostly women and children, 10 under the age of 13, alongside the burning wreckage of that expensive V-22 Osprey troop transport aircraft. President Trump, you'll recall, put a different spin on that same raid.
I just spoke to our great General Mattis just now, who reconfirmed that, and I quote, Ryan was a part of a highly successful raid that generated large amounts of vital intelligence that will lead to many more victories in the future against our enemy.
Iona Craig is an independent journalist who traveled to the remote village, the site of the attack, 11 days after the raid for The Intercept. Craig says she found everything in doubt, including the count of civilian casualties.
We've now been told that there were, the central command have said that were between 4 and 12 civilians killed, which is a gross underestimation, and it's at least 16 civilians at the bare minimum. And just the general account of what went down, and particularly with the involvement of supposedly female fighters, them attacking a compound, all those kind of details did not match anything I found when I was on the ground in the village.
Any sense of what the objective might have been here in this raid?
Certainly from my sources, you know, I was hearing that they were going after Qasem al-Raimi, the head of al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, and that their intelligence had suggested that he was in the village. According to the residents there, he was not in the village, and certainly he was not killed in the raid. He put out an audio message, in fact, has put out two audio messages since the raid happened, so is quite clearly still alive. But that appeared to have been the target, despite then the White House saying afterwards that they were going after intelligence gathering and information from either laptops or computers or cell phones.
What did the village look like? What would did the individual villagers tell you, and how reliable are they?
The village is an extremely remote area. I've actually been to the area before to report on a drone strike that killed 12 civilians under the Obama administration back in 2013. But it's even more difficult to get to now because the nearest town is effectively in enemy territory for the villagers because of the civil war at the moment. So the easiest access route, which is between an hour and 2 hours off road, isn't open to them anymore. And it wasn't open to me when I went to the village. Instead, it was 5 hours off road in the opposite direction coming from the north. And it's a very rough journey in there. And it's a hillside village, essentially in the middle of nowhere. And it's very simple. They're mostly, you know, stone, single-story stone buildings. The two houses that appeared to have been the main target of the Navy SEALs as they approached the village were slightly newer. One of them was slightly newer, made of cinder block that had been built in the last few months. But it's an extremely simple village that people there live very basic lives. And they're very poor Yemenis living very simply on the side of a mountain in highland Yemen.
Does this raid and the way in which the president has touted its success, does it represent in any way that you can tell an escalation of a war in Yemen that is not terribly even well known in the United States?
Yes. This raid on its own was an escalation. There had been involvement with U.S. Navy SEALs in the past, but nothing on this scale. What's happened since then as well, since the beginning of this month, since the 1st of March, there have been, you know, a massive uptick in airstrikes in several provinces across southern Yemen and including in Al-Baida and again in the village where this raid happened, which have surpassed in, you know, the entire amount of airstrikes or drone strikes anyway that were carried out last year in the whole of 2016. In the space of 36 hours, that was exceeded. So, yes, that's a serious escalation, obviously. I mean, as far as going after AQAP, there appears from the names that have been released that there may have been 8 low-level al-Qaeda members that were killed in that raid. And you're looking at 26 other members of the village who were killed and at least, you know, 16 women and children. So you know, if that's considered a successful mission on that kind of ratio, it seems quite extraordinary to me and certainly to the people of the village. You know, Sheikh Aziz Al-Amri, who's the head of the village there, he lost 20 members of his family and he's now living under trees because he's been displaced from his village because they kept bombing it continuously over the last week. And this is all in the name of what? I mean, that's his question, really. I spoke to him in the last 24 hours, and he's pretty distressed by all of this, particularly on the remarks coming from the commander of Central Command in the last 48 hours.
Meanwhile, there is a civil war that continues, and much of the country is declared to be a humanitarian disaster in famine. Are there any signs that the U.S. is doing anything to help that situation, or is anyone doing anything to help that situation?
Well, in fact, the actions of the American government have been making that situation worse, mainly because of their support for the Saudi-led coalition, who have been carrying out this aerial bombing campaign and military action in Yemen since March 2015. And a large part of that has been a restriction on the imports into Yemen. And Yemen relies on 90% of its food comes from imports. And when they can't bring that in by sea, that means less food coming into the country and less people are able to either feed themselves and the cost of food goes up. And the Saudi-led coalition have been responsible for restricting those imports. And, of course, America is very much supporting the Saudi-led coalition in all of their activities in Yemen. They're involved in not only selling weapons, but also in the refueling of all the fighter jets, carrying out airstrikes. So, yes, at the moment, this is now, you know, a parallel war, really, this fight against Al-Qaeda. But it then actually puts America on both sides of the front lines, in effect, because they ended up bombing people who were fighting against the Houthi rebels, who the Saudi-led coalition are also fighting against and the Americans are supporting. So, yes, it's a complex situation that's kind of familiar scenario across the region. But there's nothing at the moment that the Americans are doing to help resolve that situation. And in fact, if they choose to carry out more airstrikes or worse still, decided to go after the Houthi rebels as well as by conflating them with Iran, let's say, then, you know, America could find itself owning a famine in Yemen.
Iona Craig, independent journalist reporting on Yemen for The Intercept. Thank you so much.
Thanks very much for having me.